Seller Die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Seller Die Extra is brought to you by Owler.
Owler is the crowdsourced competitive intelligence platform that a million business professionals use to outsmart their competition, gain competitive insights, and uncover the latest industry news and alerts.
And here's the best part. If you sign up for free, you can follow me on Owler and automatically get my latest sales tips and videos along with insights relevant to your business. Go to Owler.com and in the search box, you type in Buy Gittimer. Then just click on the yellow star and follow me. Owler is completely free to use and valuable. Come on, follow me. Go to Owler.com today.
We just came up upon Valentine's Day. You know, your annual Hallmark reminder to show love and the emotion attached to it to your mate. Or if you don't have one, it's the reminder that you don't have one. It's difficult to walk through the mall in February without seeing hearts everywhere. Retailers know how to appeal to your emotion. They know how to get you to think and buy emotionally. By seeing hearts, you think of someone you love, your partner, your mom or dad, your child, your friend, your grandma, your grandpa, even yourself. And in many cases, you also think of what you can or have to buy to show them your love. You know the rule. The sale is made emotionally, then justified logically, says Jeffrey Gittimer. So let's use Valentine's Day as a lesson. What's love and emotion got to do with sales, success, career, and life? Here are the elements that make love and emotion the fulcrum point of success for 12 months a year, not just one day in February. Number one, love yourself first. This seems obvious, but many people don't love themselves enough, let alone first. You? Loving yourself means taking care of yourself, recognizing your achievements, and believing in yourself. Work out, eat right, invest in yourself, make time for you and your own thoughts. If you take care of yourself first, then you'll be better able to help others. It's the oxygen mask on an airplane theory. Take yours first, then help others. Self-love leads to self-confidence and self-belief, and it's contagious. Look in the mirror. Give yourself some love in the morning. Tell yourself you are the greatest and you're going to have a great day. If you do this every morning, imagine how it'll affect your attitude. Try it. Try it once. And then do it daily. In Paris, lovers used to go to the Pont des Arts, a famous bridge known for lovers' locks. Side note, they had to remove the locks after they weighed down the bridge. But there's other lock bridges if you're in the market. I can speak from experience. So they'd bring a lock, attach it to the bridge, and then throw the key in the river to symbolize unbreakable love. But here's the question. What's your unbreakable love for yourself? And how do you show yourself love? The first thing I do when I close a big sale is I thank my customer. Then I do a little happy dance in the mirror, and I buy myself a present. Something I normally wouldn't go out and buy myself, but something that I can look at and remember that feeling of achievement. What do you do when you close a big sale? How do you recognize yourself? How do you show yourself love? I have reminders of my achievements all over, and the credit card bills to prove it. Sometimes I buy art that's meaningful. Sometimes it's something that reminds me of the customer. Sometimes it's an inspirational book. I create an environment of love. Love for myself, love for the sale, love for my customers, and love for my business. That's the emotion of the after sale. If the customer doesn't like you, they're not going to buy from you. The key to them liking you is you liking yourself first. They sense who you are way beyond your presentation. That's the emotional part, the unspoken part. The rest of the list seems obvious, but it requires self-evaluation and reality thinking. Now, you may be saying, Jen, I know I need to love myself first, but before I go on, I want you to take a pause for a second and think, are you showing yourself love? And what does that look like? How well are you doing that? So here's number two, love your company. What do you love about it? If you don't love it, why will others? You need to love it deep enough to transfer your love and belief and passion to your prospect. Three, love your product. If you don't love what you're selling, the customer has no chance of loving what you're selling. And as a result, they ain't gonna buy. You need to love your product or service enough that you transfer that love to your prospect. 4, love your job. From the earliest times, people have said, this is an imperative. Don't just take my word for it. Here are some job love quotes that may inspire you to love yourself more. Choose a job you love and you will never have to work a day in your life, said Confucius. Well, almost. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to do what you love to do. Steve Jobs. Maya Angelou said, you can only become truly accomplished at something you love. Don't make money your goal. Instead, pursue the things you love doing and then do them so well that people can't take their eyes off you. And Warren Buffett said, there comes a time when you ought to start doing what you want. Take a job that you love. You will jump out of bed in the morning. I think you are out of your mind if you keep taking jobs that you don't like because you think it will look good on your resume. Isn't that a little like saving up sex for your old age? And Walter Chrysler? I feel sorry for the person who can't get genuinely excited about his work. Not only will he never be satisfied, but he will never achieve anything worthwhile. The bottom line, love what you do, do what you love. If you want to read the rest of this article, go to my website, salesinanewyorkminute.com, or go to the show notes on sellerdiepodcast.com, and we'll link you there.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.